This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Good morning to you, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio app. Welcome in. Hope you're having just the best Thanksgiving weekend. Got to see family, friends, you got to eat well, and just enjoy all the freedoms that have been given to us by so many who have come before us. With Dan Beyer, I'm Doug Gottlieb, Jay Stu, our esteemed producer alongside my man Chris Perfett on the ones and twos. Later on this hour, we're going to be joined by Jared Smith. He's our Fox Sports Radio betting analyst. And I don't know how many of you have ever seen this. I can't tell you that I hold like betting lines in my, like I remember back in, you know, 85 when, no, I just don't have that sort of memory. I can't remember a game with a lower total than Nebraska, Iowa, 24.5. Which comes up later today. We'll talk college betting lines and picks with Jared Smith upcoming this hour. Plus, more of Hallmark or Off the Mark. If you enjoyed it last hour, you'll really enjoy hour two of it at the end of this hour. You know, it's interesting. Dan, you had a thought on Mike McCarthy, which I don't want to steal your thunder. But we do. We have a tendency when the Cowboys play well to heap so much of the praise on Dak. But you said, what about, your thought was what on Mike McCarthy?
I think that he is an easy target to place blame on. But when the Cowboys are doing well, he gets none of the praise. None whatsoever. And they made, obviously, a change moving on from Kellen Moore. He's now with the Chargers. And McCarthy's taken over the offense himself. And now it's one of the top offenses in the National Football League. They're scoring the most points of anyone in the National Football League. And granted, they're playing against bad teams, but I think that there is praise going around, and it's all going to Dak Prescott, or it's going to, man, they figured out a way to make CeeDee Lamb work. Look at the emergence now of Brandon Cooks. And Mike McCarthy just doesn't get any of the credit whatsoever, not even mentioned as a possible reason on why maybe the Cowboys are cooking right now. And I don't necessarily think it's fair.
No, it's not. I mean, I can tell you, I watch and listen as much as you do. And when things weren't great, it was Mike McCarthy, same old West Coast offense. Everybody knows it, 30-year-old stuff or whatever. Now all of a sudden it's dominating and no one says a word about McCarthy. I would agree with you. I think where he's left himself open to criticism is some of the decisions in key moments or the lack of decisiveness in Keenum. I mean, like, look, just take the Eagles game and how they just didn't appear ready for that moment on the last drive, you know, when time was tight. Like, I thought the plan of, if you remember, Dak Prescott drew the Eagles off sides, got them to the 6-yard line. Like, I thought that was incredible coaching, whether it was Dak or whether it was him, whoever it was. Just so oftentimes you get into a big game, a big stretch in the game, and offenses are scared to try and draw the defense off because they think their own guys are going to jump. That wasn't the case there. But then they just completely came apart at the seams. And the time management stuff, I think, is what gets him in trouble. You know, the decisions in those big games, that's what gets him in trouble. I'd agree with you. They do look beautifully coached on offense. The play calling is working. Dak's playing his best football. All of that stuff deserves praise. But I think it has to come with the balance of there have been key moments where the other head coachian stuff, he hasn't done as well as he should, considering the vast amount of experience he has.
I think that's fair, and I think that is the case. It's just funny how none of it goes. Like, even like, I think we are really, really hard on Dak Prescott, where we are critical of him when the Cowboys don't perform, when they're not making plays. We are very critical of Dak Prescott and wonder about his future. But in that same breath, as I just mentioned, we are talking about how good Dak has looked. And we don't even give a peep to McCarthy in saying any of this. So his game management may stink in time management and their last two losses to the 49ers in the playoffs and not getting the spike in time in their home game. And then the play calling and seeing Zeke Elliott get crushed, you know, late in that Niners loss. Those are all things of, boy, you do not excel in these situations. But there's not even a tip of the cap that maybe the lines of communication with the Cowboys are smoother. They also had an adjustment period moving on from Ezekiel Elliott this year, and now they've, not that they've figured out how to unleash Tony Pollard, but Rico Dowdle has come in and has been a pretty good backup to Pollard and scored their first touchdown yesterday. So there's enough there where I think that you could point to McCarthy and say, you know what, he's done a really good job with this offense so far, but we never, ever give him any credit. And when it's bad, we say, yeah, see, this is why Aaron Rodgers couldn't stand it in Green Bay. So I think that it's interesting, and I'm looking at the TV screens, and I'm seeing Cowboy, you know, logos, and it's all Dak Prescott in it. Is Dak playing the best football of his career is the question posed on the screen. Well, if he is, then who do we give that credit to?
How often do we actually give NFL credit to coaches? I think like Mike McDaniels gets a lot of credit, a lot more credit than others. I think Kyle Shanahan can get credit. Now, Kyle Shanahan can get a lot of blame too. But I do think part of that is the position. Part of that is that's why so many of these college coaches can't succeed in the NFL. Because in the NFL, it is about the players. It's not about the coaches, unless things go bad and then it's the coach's fault.
I'll tell you what, in Seattle at times we're saying, man, look at what Pete Carroll's doing. And now this morning, I don't know how many people, I mean, maybe in Seattle they're saying it, but they're like, what is Pete Carroll doing? I think that when teams with certain coaches, and I think the coaches that you mentioned were right, I think Shanahan is the most with it. But there, we do give head coaches credit. We give Dan Campbell credit for turning around the culture with the Lions. Ben Johnson's the one that's running the offense and doing what they do, but we give Dan Campbell credit as well. So it's not completely foreign to give credit to the head coach in the National Football League.
Hey, here's what this is my honest belief. And I think the parts that we've nailed on McCarthy are actually fair and true about most of these guys. And you mentioned Dan Campbell. Like, Dan Campbell's awesome at motivating. Dan Campbell's great at, you know, because he has the respect of the locker room because he didn't play that long ago. And he looks like them, sounds like them, feels like them. But Dan Campbell does not strike anybody. Like, everybody has a weakness. Even superheroes have a weakness. So he has Ben Johnson calling plays, who's a star play caller. Now, Ben Johnson's probably going to get a job this offseason, but there are things that he doesn't do well. Does he motivate? You know, does he have any idea on defense, on how to coach different things? You have to hire guys that know what you don't know and let them do their job. And that's really the challenge. Mike McCarthy's not good at those game management, end of game decisions. He is not. The putting together an offense and the overall offensive scheme and the play calling, it's really good. Like I know that everybody went crazy about Kellen Moore, and even the Chargers, they went crazy. They're like, man, Kellen Moore, what a gift from God this is. But like, let's be honest, last year with what they're doing with the Chargers is what they did with the Cowboys last year. They marched the ball up and down the field, but red zone's not great. You know, so everybody has a weakness as a head coach. They just do. And I think what you're nailing is, hey, McCarthy has a weakness. The question is there somebody on that staff? Is there a way to empower people to do what he doesn't do well? That's the big challenge. Now, what if I offered this to you? A standalone game on Thanksgiving Day, when you just obliterate the Commanders. So bad that the Commanders, if you're just joining us, Jack Del Rio has been fired. They fired their defense coordinator and their DB coach the next day. The Commanders, they weren't great to begin with. Then you factor in, you're playing in Dallas. Dallas is way more talented. You got rid of your two best, you know, defensive ends. So the best thing that defense had was the ability to pressure the passer. That's now gone. You're starting an inexperienced quarterback who holds the ball against a team that in the Cowboys that pressures you. Like, it's a stacked deck. That game was over at kickoff. But it creates all of this. Dak is playing great against inferior competition. This is a lot like, you know, some of these college football powers when they're playing against nobodies. And now all of a sudden they're running up against somebody who's got as good or better talent. And the expectations are how they've played against, you know, the Cardinals, how they've played against the Commanders. The reality is how they played against the teams with winning records, which has been subpar, to say the least.
And there doesn't mean that there isn't a test for McCarthy, but they moved the ball against the Eagles. You know, I know they did last year, too, when they beat them, when Gardner Minshew ended up starting for them because Jalen Hurts was injured late in the season in their matchup in Dallas. But, you know, they've moved it, you know, the football against better competition. But you're right. They need to do it. And McCarthy probably has to do it against the Niners, you know, or do it in a big spot in the playoffs if they have to face Philadelphia in Philadelphia in the postseason. Those are the opportunities for them to do it. But
hey, I got an exercise I want to do. Jay Stu, can you open up your email? Profet, can you open up your email while you're working?
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody on Earth opens up their email, and they have sales right on Black Friday. Which one is the, like, just scroll for a second, and which one has you most intrigued? And by the way, there's a bunch of them that you're like, how did they have my email? Oh, yeah, 2 years ago, I was in Montana. Oh, yeah, 3 years ago, it's really kind of impressive, all the Black Friday sales. Buyer, what's the sale in your inbox that actually most intrigues you?
Intrigues me?
Yeah. You're like, you know what? When I get home, I'm going down this rabbit hole, and I'm probably going to buy something.
I can tell you this. I'll say two things. I don't know if I'm going to buy any of this stuff, but I bought a Charlotte Hornets hat about a decade ago, and I can now still get 30% off Charlotte Hornets gear. I went to the U.S. Open at Chambers Bay in 2015,
yeah,
and I think I signed up for something there. I'd love to play it again. And I'm getting a Black Friday deal to play at the course just south of Seattle. So
love that. Love that.
Yes.
I mean, if in Seattle anytime very, very soon. What about you, Jay Stu?
There's this company, I think it's a pharmaceutical company that I bought some prebiotics and probiotics from once. They're offering me a Black Friday deal for some more pills. And I don't know about you guys, but I can't think of a better gift to myself for the holidays
than more drugs?
Than regularity.
Oh, okay.
Just being regular. That's a great gift.
Perfect.
Let's see. So I've got a message in here from Covered California, mostly because my current health care plan is apparently moving out of the marketplace. But I'm going to put that aside. I'm going to put Wendell August. Oh, shout out to Wendell August Forge. They make these really cool NFL ornaments. But I think the one I'm most intrigued with, and I've been playing a lot of Dungeons and Dragons with friends lately, and there is something here from like a place called Kobold Press that I'll probably dive into. Super nerdy.
Okay, I'll go through mine here real quick. But there's a company called Rag & Bone. It's really expensive clothing, and it says up to 80% off. And it just, when anytime I see that, I'm like, how overpriced is your clothing that you can do 80% off and still make money?
It's a lost leader just to get your name, and hopefully you'll come back, I guess.
Yeah.
Isn't that the secret in Michaels? Everything's like 50% off.
Yes. Yes.
Just like, yes. What a great deal.
When I lived in Canton, Connecticut, when I was working at ESPN, and there was an Ethan Allen there. And the two things about Ethan Allen that we always joked about were, one, when we walked in one day, it was like a Wednesday, right? There's no one in the whole store, and there's no salespeople around, like walking around, and all of a sudden we hear like, line seven, Susan, line seven. Line seven, Susan. And then all of a sudden, like Susan, like 5 minutes later, comes running out. They kept announcing line seven. Line seven meant that somebody's in the showroom, like put down your cup of coffee, put out your cigarette, and come back and help these people. The other one was I lived in Burlington for 3 years and Canton for six. So the 6 years I lived in Canton, the sale sign never came down. And it was just like, what is the point of having this sign? Like, is it really that expensive to take the sign down? Take the sign down, because it takes away from it. You drive by every day, there's a sale. It's exactly, Michael's is like that. What's the, Kohl's is like that, right? Where Kohl's, you walk in and you're like, man, these socks are expensive. And then you realize everybody has these Kohl's coupons, which are really half off. You know, then you get up to the register. They're like, are you a Kohl's member? I have Montana Whitewater. I have
is that because you went whitewater rafting?
Yeah,
this past summer.
Yeah. But let's see how far back I can go. Oh, I bought a sweatshirt from an alpaca place at least 4 years ago for one of my daughters. That one, yeah, I could get 50% off. I like the probiotic. I think that would be, hey, you look better, like Jay Stu. Like, why are you feeling so much better? I got probiotics, really. You know, I got these on Black Friday, and they've really helped me. You can't even have that conversation with people without them just dying.
Exactly right. Oh, by the way, I must be tapped into my medical team, because my general practitioner has a Black Friday sale for cosmetic surgery. So he's doing some side work, and he's offering me some plastic surgery. So that would be kind of cool.
A Black Friday plastic surgery deal?
Yeah. I'm guessing that's not covered by our iHeart Media plan. Maybe get a little work on my nose or something.
King of Queens episode when Doug got Carrie the LASIK surgery from Vision Village and used a coupon. Anyway.
by the way,
see for weeks.
This is a real question. Yeah. Didn't Bed Bath Beyond go out of business?
They did, yes.
Yes.
I think
so. I think Bed Bath & Beyond coupon.
So I think what happened is someone bought the name of that company. It was Overstock, and they're changing their branding to be the new Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, Overstock. I probably have a coupon from them, too. I haven't bought from them. But okay, so that's so weird. Like, I get 70% off Bed Bath & Beyond. Like, shouldn't it be 100% off? Don't you guys not have a company anymore? This is so weird. 20% off your entire order, 70% off thousands of items. Welcome to Black Friday. Have any of you guys ever stayed up late and done the early morning Black Friday thing?
Once, nope. And it was awful. My friend took me, my friend after Thanksgiving, I think it was like 3 a.m., and we went to a Best Buy in Savannah. And there was maybe like three things, and they were immediately grabbed. And I was like, never again. I'm not waiting in line for an hour just to buy a Blu-ray DVD that's left over.
That's like a collector's item now. A buyer, you've never done it?
Nope, never once.
Jay Stu?
I can't think of anything that is me less than getting in line early to get a discount on something.
I agree, but my only thing with you, Jay Stu, though, is the cynic, which is not an inner, it is an outward cynic in you. I just wondered if one time you would do it just so you could see what type of heathen are out there and forever make fun of them.
Oh, that's a good point. No, I haven't done it. Maybe I'll do it today.
No, it's got to be next year. I meant the stay up all night thing. That's what I was looking for. Dan Byer, Doug Gottlieb in for Dan, the Danettes, and the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. Huge college football weekend, which started yesterday, Egg Bowl, and of course continues on today and into tomorrow. We'll get you help on some bizarre lines and some rivalries that may be no more. That's upcoming next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost, reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Stug Gottlieb, my guy Dan Byer, my friend Jason Stewart, Chris Perfett, we're all here. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. We got stuff to bet on, though, so let's dispense the pleasantries here in the on the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. Jared Smith joins us. You can hear him Saturdays on Fox Sports Radio, our countdown to kickoff presented by BetMGM. He's our Fox Sports Radio gambling insider, gambling expert. Have you ever seen a line? The Nebraska-Iowa line is 24.5 is the total. You ever seen anything this low before?
No, I haven't. But also, I'm actually hearing it's still okay to bet the under there. I'm actually hearing 24 is kind of the line that, and I'm seeing a little bit of movement now to the over. So I guess Sharp's finally said enough is enough with this absurd number. But it opened 29, so it was bet down considerably all week until about, an hour or two ago.
So, I mean, would you take the under on it?
I would still take the under at 25 now. It's gone back up slightly to 25. I mean, people were betting the under at 26 earlier this week. Open 29.5, and then it looked like, from what I heard from people here in town, 24 was kind of like the line in the sand. But I guess somebody didn't get the memo and fired away earlier this morning on over 24.5 because it is ticking back up to 25 now. Games like that with such low totals, the variance, I mean, someone falls off the bench and sneezes and it goes over. Like one play, one fluky play screws up the whole thing. So I usually stay away from games like that, but I'm sure there's going to be some people for novelty's sake wanting to get involved in one side or the other.
There's also momentum on, I should say momentum. There's something to play for on one side, but maybe not so much on the other. How much does that play into this?
That's huge. And Dan, I think this week, I actually think it's kind of weird in the NFL. It's like the Benjamin Button effect. I think the NFL gets harder to bet as the season goes on. I think college gets easier, especially towards the end. The last week of the college football season and the bowl season is historically when I do the best because the motivational angles, like, they hit you in the face with a frying pan. Iowa has nothing to play for. They could lose this game by 100 points today. They'll still be in the Big Ten championship game next week, and they'll have everything in front of them. So it's really hard to gauge how up they're going to be for this game. On the road, in Lincoln, against Nebraska, Matt Rhule going for a bowl game, Nebraska sitting on 5 wins. So being able to find those spots of teams trying to get into the postseason against teams with nothing to play for, those angles and those edges, the value you find is not fully baked into the market all the time.
Okay, Oregon State, nothing truly to play for, right? Except for pride, and Oregon's going to the Big Ten. Oregon playing to play for a national championship potentially. The line is 14. Ducks are a 14-point favorite. 45 minutes separate these two schools. The Civil War is what it's called. 62 is the total. What do you like?
Yeah, so I think with this game, the motivation is a little bit harder because it's such a big rivalry game, right? Like, we can't just say Oregon State and nothing to play for because they haven't won in Eugene since 2007. So this is a long-standing issue for them going to their rival and getting their butts kicked. But they've also really struggled on the road this year. I mean, at Washington State, at Arizona, I mean, they've gotten absolutely blasted in those games. Pac-12 title hopes, Oregon's in with a win. Oregon State, actually, if Oregon State wins, Arizona would be the team with the inside track if they beat Arizona State. And I'm hearing the look ahead for next week, if it is Oregon-Washington, is Oregon by a touchdown. So I think that kind of tells you, remember, this was a team that Oregon that lost to Washington earlier this year. So the fact that they're favored by a touchdown next week and a potential look ahead just kind of shows how much ground they've made up over the last 8 weeks or so since that game was played. I'm a little concerned because a lot of people are talking about Oregon State like their defense did such a great job last week holding Washington scoreless in the second half. The offense played keep away pretty much for the entire game. Penix only possessed it for 8 minutes of the final 30. The rain, the weather, the wind, all of that, the drops. I mean, this is a Washington receiving group that might be the best in the country. Odunze and McMillan and Paul, they had an 18% drop rate in the slop and the rain in Corvallis last week. So I think saying that Oregon State defense played really well is not really seeing the full picture. Oregon is the most balanced team in the country. There is not another team, I think, that has the offensive and defensive capabilities to win a game on both sides like they do. You throw Georgia in there, I think Oregon's defense might be better than Georgia's this year. A lot of the metrics kind of point to that. Offensively, I think Georgia's more explosive. Bo Nix, you could say, has more experience than Carson Beck. But I think if I graded them right now, Oregon and Georgia would be a very interesting semifinal game, perhaps, in the college football playoff. But, of course, you got to get past Oregon State first. I think they have the talent to win this game and win it the margin. But laying two touchdowns in a rivalry game is not something I usually do.
And I'm just I don't know how much this plays, but it sure seemed to help Oklahoma State against Oklahoma. With Oregon leaving for the Big Ten, is there any motivation on Oregon State's side that could play into this where, you know, hey, we're the one that's being left out in the Pac-2? Could that play into
yeah.
that tonight?
Well, I think, unlike the Washington-Washington State game, that there has been, I think it's a five-year deal. They're playing in Seattle next year at the Seahawks Stadium, and then I think they're going campuses 2-2 for the 4 years after that. Oregon State do not have that deal in place. So this very well could be the last game these two teams play ever. I mean, I don't think so, but it could be. Yeah, I think that gives you an extra maybe half point-to-point motivation for Oregon State. But I don't like what I've seen on the road from the Beavers. So I think my initial gut lean was to go Oregon here. Now that we're at 14, I'll probably stay off the game. I have a lot of exposure on Bo Nix to win the Heisman, which is basically an Oregon money line bet this week and next week. So I feel confident with that position, and I think I do think Oregon wins this game. I think they win it handily, but now that we've reached 14, it's not a great bet, I don't think.
All right, what about the Apple Cup? Well, Washington taking on Washington State. I mean, that's a long-storied rivalry, if you will. And, you know, I think it's an interesting game because Washington, right, ton to play for. Washington State coming off of a finally got a win last week. Where are you on Washington State?
What a weird season for Washington State. I mean, they have everything to play for. But if you were going to ask me in October, they would need to win this game just to be bowl eligible. I mean, they started 4-0, beat Wisconsin, beat Oregon State. I mean, they were humming. Then lost six straight, including just some hellacious losses. 10-7 to Stanford as a 14-point favorite. They lost by 11 at Arizona State as a 4.5-point favorite. They lost by 38 to Arizona at home as a 7.5-point favorite. I mean, these are losses that cannot happen when you're favored facing conference teams. But they bounced back nicely last week. They beat Colorado. They can still make a bowl game with a win. And Washington, this is a tricky spot for Washington because they've had a gauntlet the last 3 weeks. It was USC, Utah, Oregon State. Prior to that, they struggled at home to create margin against Arizona State and Stanford. And then the 3-point win against Oregon. I mean, they've had a 6-game stretch here that is just all over the map. And they don't need to win this game by margin, which I think makes it very interesting for Washington State to keep this within the number. We're seeing it get out to 17 now. I'm seeing 16, 16.5. I think we might hit 17 by the time we get to game time tomorrow. I think that's the point I would probably buy Washington State. Right now, it's no man's land at 16, but I can see a scenario where the public has their say. It's Thanksgiving week. The Sharps are kind of, you know, mulling their turkey still. The public at home usually has a say this week in the market. I think we hit 17 here, and I think that's where I bet Washington State.
Jared Smith joining us. Iron Bowl is not getting a lot of pub. I don't know if Auburn overlooked New Mexico State. Maybe they didn't, but what happens when the Crimson Tide and Tigers play tomorrow?
I watched the replay because that was a game I did not watch last week, Dan. And then I saw the result, and I said, "Yeah, I'm gonna try to find some time to watch what happened there." Nothing fluky about that game. New Mexico State pushed them around up front, and how about just give Jerry Kill tip of the cap? Auburn had 7 possessions the whole game. They only had 15 plays in the first half. I mean, if you want to look up how to play keep away on the road in an upset environment, Jerry Kill gave you the roadmap for how to do it. Now, obviously, you had to get a couple things go your way. But this is not a very good or talented Auburn offense. And I think that's where I see issues for them in this game. I'll be honest. I think Alabama is very dangerous. I see a scenario where Alabama and Georgia both make the college football playoff. I see scenarios where maybe they play in the semifinals. I mean, I think there is a lot of upside to this Alabama offense right now with Jalen Milroe, who is the best deep ball thrower in the country besides maybe Jaden Daniels. And that's crazy to think where he was from the first half of the year. But this is a guy that I would make the NBA comparison to Steph Curry. Like, he's just better from the outside. Like, some guys just shoot the three better and they have no inside game. Jalen Milroe struggles with timing, intermediate routes, but throwing the deep ball and his mobility, I mean, he's one of the most explosive passers in the country. And it's taken some time, right? You have a young offensive line, new receivers, new quarterback, new offensive coordinator. It's taken a few weeks to get this Alabama offense humming. They've looked good lately. And I just don't see how Auburn generates offense in this game. I know Alabama's got some defensive injuries. They're dealing with number two, number three leading tacklers, Lawson and Key, probably not playing here. They've missed the last 2 weeks. But I think unless Peyton Thorne displays the game of his life, rushes for a touchdown, they run some fluke plays. play. This is the 10-year anniversary of the kick six. Something like that would have to take place for Auburn to keep this close.
Okay, let's get to the big game. Michigan, Ohio State, going to be played in Ann Arbor. Michigan's a 3.5-point favorite. The total's 46.5.
So I'm hearing the impact of Jim Harbaugh on the sidelines is worth about a point, maybe a half a point. I think it was a little more noticeable last week. So it's fair to downgrade Michigan just off the Harbaugh thing. Personally, I don't. I think they're okay, you know, as constructed and coaching all week and then with Sherrone Moore on game days. But there are some pros out there that'll ding them a game, a half a point or a point. I think Ohio State's offense getting healthier is key here. Henderson looked great last week. Egbuka, Stover, all those guys are kind of, you know, getting healthier as we go forward. My guess is Michigan just says, Marvin Harrison, you're not beating us. So it's going to have to be Henderson or Egbuka or Stover. One of those other guys is going to have to beat Michigan's defense. But this will be the best offense that Michigan's defense has faced all year. I mean, we talked about the schedule, Doug, and just, you know, who Michigan has played. And when they played the tougher, when they played some of the tougher offenses this year, Ohio State, some of the tougher defenses this year, they've struggled to run the ball. So we'll see what the trench war looks like here. I think I trust McCarthy a little bit more than McCord, but what's up with JJ? He's had 12 completions in the last six quarters. 52% completion rate against Maryland last week. That is not a good defense. So something's up with McCarthy. I do trust him more in a big spot to make the right decision than I do Kyle McCord, but maybe there's an injury there. I heard MCL perhaps. I heard shoulder. Like there could be something going on under the radar with JJ McCarthy that makes this game a ground and pound phone booth kind of game. And you've got Ohio State's defense year two under Jim Knowles. It's a very complex scheme. You've seen how good this defense can be. They're top five in all the explosive metrics. Last year, Michigan really struggled down to down in this game, but they had five touchdowns of 40 plus yards. That's not going to happen this year. Ohio State's a great team at defending the explosive pass. I think under's the way to go here. Under 46.5. I mean, who's getting the 30 in this game? It feels like a very tight phone booth, run the ball kind of game, and the first mistake probably costs that team the game.
Jared Smith, Fox Sports Radio betting analyst, co-host of Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff, airs each Saturday between 9 a.m. and noon Eastern time. Listen live on our Fox Sports Radio affiliates with the iHeartRadio app presented by BetMGM. Jared, good luck. Thanks so much for joining us.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
All right, I'm Doug Gottlieb. He's Dan Beyer in for Dan, the Danettes, here on the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, one, we'll give our own kind of picks of the weekend. Two, a little more Hallmark or off the mark. Oh, you asked for it. You get it. Next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. Getting your deals, cyber deals, whatever. Dan Patrick Show, Doug Gottlieb and Dan Beyer, Jason Stewart, Chris Perfett, all in for the boys. You know, we hadn't really talked about the halftime shows there. What give me your thoughts. I'll just share mine. The Jack Harlow thing, it feels like somebody goes like, hey, Jack, listen, we'll give you, I don't know, 100 grand to perform at halftime. And, you know, we'll pay like, you know, 50 grand, whatever, for your set up. You know, we'll pay that. You just tell us who the contractor is. Like, no, I'll just take it all and I'll figure it out. And then literally threw together like a high school float with an igloo and performed at halftime. And then you have Dolly Parton, who's 77. Although the only part of Dolly Parton that's 77 is her tongue and her internal organs and her soul. The rest is not 77. But regard, and then Tony Romo kind of messing with Jim Nance was pretty funny. That was a very interesting series of halftime shows.
I missed the Harlow because I was driving in to the show. I know Jason took to the Dolly Parton, but I was doing your show at the time. And then Steve Aoki, who did the Seahawks halftime, was cut off like 5 seconds in. So yeah, it was weird. Like, I don't know what happened in Seattle last night. But Dolly was just, because obviously we were on the air, so I couldn't hear it. Didn't seem like she moved much, but she looked great in the outfit.
Well, she's 77. You don't want her to move much. She could break a hip. Well, Jay Stu, what's your analysis of the halftime shows?
I was put off by the online attention that Dolly Parton's performance got, especially people in our business. This is my quick summary of this. I love Dolly Parton. Watch her documentary. It's amazing. I love her energy. I love her, what you just said, her soul. She is an amazing person, a gift to this country. But all of the online ogling, whatever the word is, was real creepy. Don't do that. I don't need to be told how hot a 77-year-old is. Just enjoy her for what she is and what she's
in a Dallas
us.
Cowboys cheerleading uniform.
It was just creepy as all hell.
I get it, but like that's like, do you think she has all that plastic surgery to not get ogled upon?
Oh, it's just there's just something very I don't know, off-putting.
Yeah,
about
it. Definitely. She's the age of your parents or people's grandparents, even great grandparents. Like, yeah, it's weird. It's weird. The Jack Harlow one, it was so bad. Did anybody find out what happened in Seattle? Do we know, guys?
I don't. It was odd. All of a sudden, they started, and then they just abruptly went to commercial. So I thought maybe there was like a swear word or something was said, and they just dumped out of it. But the other performances were apparently part of the broadcasts, because when I walked in, everybody's like, did you see Jack Harlow? And then, obviously, I saw Dolly on the screen, and they've always made a big deal of the Cowboys Thanksgiving halftime. Yeah, I don't know what happened in Seattle.
Mm. A weird day. Perfect, did you watch any of the halftimes?
I watched the Jack Harlow one, and I'm not sure why he came out of an igloo. I'm not sure. And obviously the Detroit crowd was not into it at all because the Lions were getting their butt kicked. So I wasn't not the Detroit halftime shows.
What was the thinking?
Weird.
What was the thinking with Jack Harlow in Detroit?
I don't know. Did he think like Detroit was in the Arctic? He was coming out of an igloo. He was dressed like he was going to go wolf hunting from a helicopter or something. I don't understand what the idea was for any of it. It's been a bewildering halftime show for years in Detroit, I can tell you, because I keep going to them and I don't understand them.
Yeah, it's a hard one. But Jack Harlow's from Kentucky. Is that close enough? Like, do you have to do the Motown thing, even though Motown's not really a thing and you can't get Eminem?
No, they've had other artists before. I know they had like Big Sean, who I know has Michigan roots, but he's not doing, you know, Motown while he's there. I think the big thing is that this year, you know, no Aretha Franklin national anthem. And that's the big piece that just feels missing from it all.
I didn't know that was a big thing.
She did it one year, and it's been talked about ever since for Detroit.
Okay, fair enough. Let's finish up our game. Do we have our game crew ready? Are we ready for that?
I know I'm ready.
All right, let's go.
Oh, I hear the rumblings from South Pass. Winner in part one of Hallmark or Off the Mark. He's back to avenge his title, defend his title. John Ramos, South Pasadena, California, takes on Doug Gottlieb in a little Hallmark or Off the Mark, where the guys try to decide if it's a Hallmark movie or if it's not a Hallmark movie. John, you won the first game, so you are first up here. Flipping for Christmas, is that a Hallmark movie or is that Off the Mark?
Can you repeat the name of it again? I didn't hear. I'm sorry.
Can I use it in a sentence? I will be watching Flipping for Christmas this weekend on the Hallmark Channel.
I would say that's Off the Mark.
That is incorrect, because it's almost Christmas when busy realtor Abigail agrees to help her sister with the simple flip of a recently inherited home. Unfortunately, co-beneficiary Bo has other plans in mind. That is a Hallmark movie. Doug Gottlieb, you are up. What about Absent Calendar?
Absent Calendar?
Yes.
That's a Hallmark movie?
Yes. Kind of a playoff of Advent Calendar.
Oh. By the way, I'm not sure I know what an Advent Calendar is.
It's when you open
is.
Up a door each day and you get like a little toy or piece of chocolate and you count down the days to Christmas.
Sometimes socks.
I'm going to go, that's a real thing. What was it? That Hallmark.
That is incorrect. But if it was a movie, Colton would be sad that his dad keeps missing his basketball games, only to find out that his dad is working two different jobs to help pay for Christmas. That's Absent Calendar. All right. Scoreless. What about Never Been Christ, John Ramos? Is that a Hallmark movie?
That's Off the Mark.
It is.
What?
Home for the Holidays, BFFs Naomi and Liz reconnect with high school crush Chris Silver. A complex love triangle forms, forcing them to take stock of their lives and find the value of friendship. Never Been Christ is a Hallmark movie. We're looking for one right. What about Deck the Balls, Doug? Deck the Balls.
Deck the Balls.
Is that a Hallmark movie? Or is that Off the Mark?
Well, it's a movie, but it's not a Hallmark movie, right? I'm going to go Off the Mark.
That is correct. Mark owns a bowling alley that's ready to close its doors for good after a new developer wants to tear it down and build condos. But the developer's ex-wife, the town's top interior designer, has other plans, and she helps turn Mark's place and heart around. And unfortunately, John Ramos, we are out of time for today's Hallmark or Off the Mark. Doug Gottlieb, you are the winner of episode 2. Congratulations.
Yes. John, Merry Christmas to you. Tell Suzanne the same.
That means you also don't have to wish him Merry Christmas at any point between now and December 25th. So
yeah, I have that. I have that. Like, I wish you Merry Christmas once. You're good, right?
It's been for 31 days.
Yes, it's 31 days. The expiration date is actually December 26th, when no one wishes anybody a Merry Christmas, because as we started the show saying, it's like Price is Right. Once you go over, you can't go back. Real quick, Dan Beyer, you're an Ohio State fan. Do they win in Ann Arbor tomorrow?
I think it's going to be really tough. I think it's going to be really tough. And I do like the unders, as Jared Smith was talking about in that game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can listen to Dan on Sundays. We'll see if it is really tough or not. In the meantime, Merry Christmas. And you know what? Happy Thanksgiving. It's only like 10 hours ago.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.